Shalom, brethren, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ. Glory, 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 glory to the Most High God, Yah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Happy new month to you all. Kodesh Tov. Today is the second day of the Hebrew month called Shevat, the month of be fruitful and multiply, the month of the birthday of the trees, the month in which we have a responsibility to check our spiritual roots, our spiritual branches, our spiritual leaves, our spiritual stems, and the month to ask the Lord to uproot every tree that he has not planted in our lives. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. Yeah, this is Sister Perpetua Mirembe or Shulamit George Lindoroboshi Karabo Sorobo Shandarababosa. Lord, I give you praise, I give you glory and honor. Today is Friday, the 12th of January 2024, on the Roman Gregorian calendar. I know the Hebrew calendars, I've said earlier on, it is Shevat 2. Yesterday was Rosh Kodesh, Landoroko Rabashanda, according to the holy biblical scriptures and the cycle of the moon, Landoroboshanda. Yesterday was Shevat 1. Rosh Kodesh is also known as the new moon festival, so it's the head of the month. It's also known as the new moon festival because that's the day that the new moon appears in the sky, and we have this new moon's appearance for about 14 days or 13 days, after which we see the full moon. Hallelujah. And this is kind of linked to the women's menstrual cycles. That's how the Lord created it. The Lord associates the sun with men, whereas he associates the moon with women, and he associates the stars with the children, though there are layers of interpretation, because we all know that the stars also represent Abraham's descendants. They also represent the angels. Hallelujah. Every one of mankind on earth is actually assigned a holy angel. Limo Rabashanda, assigned a holy angel to look after them. Loro Koshanda, while on earth. Though the enemy also has assigned his own evil angels that he sends out on missions to people. So this today is preparation day for the Sabbath, and it's Shabbat Vayera tomorrow, well, from this evening at sunset all the way to tomorrow, Saturday the 13th of January at sunset. So it's going to be called Shabbat Vayera, because this whole week we have been reading and studying the Torah portion Vayera, which means "and I appeared." Lori Bashanda. So who appeared? Moshe. Moses appeared before Pharaoh finally as per the instructions of the Most High God. Exodus chapter 6 verse 3 is where we get the name of this Torah portion. This Torah portion is from Exodus chapter 6 verse 2 to Exodus chapter 9 verse 35. Interestingly, the Hebrew name for this book is Shemot. Shemot means names, so there is a major focus on names in this book, and that's where we get to see that even in chapter 3, that is where God the Father reveals himself as Yahweh or Yahweh, and he also reveals himself as the I Am, the great I Am. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are Master Yahushua. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are Master Yahushua. You are the pillar that holds my life. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are the pillar, Lord. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are Master Yahushua. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are Master Yahushua. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are Master Yahushua. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are Master Yahushua. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are Master Yahushua. You are the pillar that holds our lives. You are Master Yahushua. You are the pillar that holds our lives. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Yahushua. We give you glory and honor. Blessed be your holy name, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord Yahushua. Remoro konda rabashanda. Ramando roboko rabashita yende. Rimoso toya labashanda laboko rabashanda. Lord, we give you glory, we give you honor, or we give you praise for this preparation day for Shabbat Vayera. Oh, thank you, Yahushua. We commit this Shabbat into your hands and we ask the Father, your peace will reign in our lives. Your peace alone will reign in this world. Malondorobo shamalakoro shataya. Rimandorobo shita yenderebo korabashanda. Mandorobo shimbare koro. Remo sotora. Ramoro bo setende. Reboro moshanda. Ramandorobo shanda rababo korabashanda. Rebo sokorobo shata yele soto yanda. Manderebo shanda rababa. Thank you, Most High God. I commit myself into your hands even as I minister, Lord. Let you speak, Lord. Lindorobo shanda lebo siabashanda. Let this audio be a blessing to you, your people, Lord. I soak this audio in the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, also known as Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach, who is also known as Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Yahushua Lendoroboshanda. Oh, Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yahushua. Ndorobokora makayala bashanda. In Yahushua's name we have prayed, Lord. I command my thoughts, my mind, my meditations, my desires, my imaginations. I command them to submit to your will, submit to your word in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Come and take your place. Loro mokoya la bashanda. Come and take your place. Landoro boshingare bosanda. Let your holy fire fill me. Let your holy fire fill this audio to the glory of your name. In the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Ndoro bokora mashanda. Thank you, Yahushua. Glory, glory, glory. In Yahushua HaMashiach's name, amen, amen, hallelujah. So, something interesting to point out regarding the previous Torah portion, Shemot. It's important to understand that the original name given to Moses, or shall I say Moshe, when he was born. Remember, in Israel we name the children on the 8th day, especially the boys on the 8th day, the girls on the 16th day of birth. And we know that Moshe, the name Moshe was given to him by Batia, the daughter of Pharaoh. Batia, the daughter of Pharaoh. And this name was given to him 3 months later after his birth. So Moshe was born around February, time of the year, the month of Adar, the seventh day of the month of Adar. So right now in the Hebrew calendar, we're in the month of Shevat, which is associated with the tribe of Asher, which speaks of happiness and fruitfulness. Hallelujah. After this month of Shevat, which is the 11th month of the year, as per Exodus chapter 12, 1 to 2, the month that follows is the month of Adar, Ndoro Komba Shata, the month in which we are to celebrate the festival of Purim, Mandoro Boshanda, the festival of Lots, Kaleboshi Karabosia Bashanda. The festival of Queen Esther, which happened on a Passover, Lora Bashanda. The festival happened, the appearance before the queen, it didn't happen on Passover. The appearance of Queen Esther, also known as Hadassah, before the king Ahasuerus, also known as Ahasuerus or Xerxes, actually happened on Passover, and Haman got killed on fast fruits, the resurrection day of Jesus Christ, which is 3 days after the first day of Passover. Nisan 17 is fast fruits. Passover begins on Nisan 14, then Nisan 15. Then you've got Nisan 16, which is not Passover, but the day we begin to count the Omer for 7 weeks or 49 days. And then the day of fast fruits, resurrection, Nisan 17. So Yahushua HaMashiach rose from the dead on a Saturday just before sunset. After sunset, a new day begins. So Sunday began, and that is when he began to meet his disciples. Jesus Christ, or Yahushua HaMashiach, did not resurrect on a Sunday. He resurrected on a Saturday. Hallelujah. Close to sunset. He cannot resurrect on a Sunday, because that day is a day that the devil has dedicated as his Sabbath, with an evil agenda that will be made manifest in the future, when the day, the great and dreadful and terrible day of the Lord has begun. Because the devil will announce through the Pope that everyone must go to their nearest Sunday church and attend there. And that will be a trap of the enemy to give the mark of the beast to the people. And that is what is called the National Sunday Law that the Seventh-day Adventists keep hammering on. when encouraging people to stop observing Sunday as their Sabbath and rather observe Saturday as their weekly Sabbath. So we can worship on Sunday, we can worship on any day of the week, but there is one particular day that the Lord has set apart as His Sabbath, and that is Sunset Friday to Sunset Sunday. And we are called to observe that day diligently if we even have a chance of being raptured to the heavens, because those who are getting raptured, or should I say caught away rather than raptured, are going to be caught up into the heavens on a Sabbath, the Sabbath set by the Lord, not by the people. So if you don't know the Sabbaths of the Lord, you cannot be among the people who are going to be raptured, because you're going to miss His appointment with you. A Sabbath of the Lord is His weekly appointment with us. Hallelujah. And if it is not, the ones within the festivals are His seasonal appointments with us. So they are very important days to observe. Hallelujah. For those who are listening to us for the first time, that is, I'm just explaining a little bit about the importance of observing the weekly Sabbath in the Lord's way. Hallelujah. So, in this Torah portion, in the previous Torah portion, Moshe was named on the eighth day of the month. I've diverted a lot, actually. I was talking about Moshe. I remember now, then I ended up talking about the fact that next month is the month of Adar. But because this year is a leap year, we're going to have 2 months of Adar. So Adar 1 and Adar 2. And it is in Adar 2 that we celebrate Purim, the festival of Queen Esther, after she got victory over Haman and the rest of the enemies in the kingdom that wanted to annihilate the children of Israel worldwide, the Persian Empire. You know, we all know that Mordecai decreed that henceforth there will be a festival called Purim. So we celebrate Purim in the month of Adar 2 when there's a leap year. So we have a 13-month calendar in a leap year. And it means that we are going to, Passover or Pesach always comes 4 weeks after Purim. So this year, Pesach or Passover is going to be in April as usual. Easter and you know, whatever, Good Friday are in March this year. I thank the Lord that they are not in the same season as Pesach and fast fruits, or Habikurim. Habikurim is fast fruits in Hebrew. This year, things are different. Hallelujah. And they are different for a reason. It's the upper room year of the Lord. It's the year in which we are being set apart. We are to make a decision concerning whether we are on the Lord's side or the devil's side. It's a very, very pivotal year this year. We have a very big decision to make, whether you're on Israel's side or Esau's side. Hallelujah. The festivals such as Good Friday, Easter, Valentine's Day, International Women's Day, Lent, Ash Wednesday, Pancake Tuesday, or Shrove Tuesday, Maundy Thursday, they are all to do with Esau, the serpent seed. So, back to Moshe. Moshe was born on the 7th of Adar, which means he was named by his father on the 15th day of Adar. Now, according to the scriptures, in the lost books of the Bible, in particular the one called Yahayasha, the upright man, hallelujah, the book of Jasha, or the book of the upright man, bear with me for a moment, brethren. Chapter 68, we get to see the different names that Moses is given by various people. Everyone, you know, is, for some reason, it's like everyone caught the revelation about the birth of Moses. and he was named with different names by different people within Egypt, but these different people are all Israelites. So it is said here in chapter 68 of the book of Jasher, also known as the book of the upright man. Hallelujah. This book is mentioned in the book of Samuel, either 1 Samuel or 2 Samuel. I think it's also mentioned in either 1 Chronicles or 2 Chronicles. So it's a very much biblical book that was removed from the holy scriptures, from our Bibles, unfortunately. So Amram, his father, a descendant of Levi or Levi, named Moshe Chabar, Chabar, for he said it was for him that he associated with his wife whom he had turned away. So when the murder of the boys started happening all over Egypt, you know, remember it was announced that every time an Israelite woman, a Hebrew Israelite woman, had a baby boy, the Egyptians were to find out and then kill the boy so that Moshe doesn't get born, the savior of Israel does not get born into Israel. So the birth of Moshe was very unique. First of all, the mother carried him for 7 months, and throughout that period, the Lord hid the pregnancy and made it easy for Yocheved to continue her wifely and motherly duties without anybody noticing that she was even pregnant. Remember, she and Miriam were midwives in Israel. Shifra and Pua are Miriam. Shifra is Yocheved, Moses' mother, and Pua, mentioned in Exodus chapter, I think chapter 2, is Miriam. Hallelujah. So remember, they were midwives, so they had to continue their duties of helping the Israelites to give birth. I believe they had helpers, because obviously the land of Goshen was big, though you understand what I mean. It would have been a lot of work moving around from house to house, you know, helping all the different pregnant women and the nursing mothers. So God made it easy for Yocheved to be able to give birth to Moshe. He was only carried for 7 months, and when he was carried for those 7 months, the pregnancy was made easy. Even the giving birth was made easy. There was no pain. It's possible there was no blood. And also Moses was already circumcised at birth. There was no need to circumcise him on the 8th day of birth, because the Lord sent him to the earth when he was circumcised. He was circumcised in his mother's womb. When he was born, a bright light shone around the room from his eyes in the same manner as it was when Noah was born. In fact, Noah's own was even more scary, because it was as though it was the sun that we see in the sky. Hallelujah. So Moshe was meant to be born in the month in which he was placed in the basket, which is the month of Pentecost, around June. The month of Sivan, but the Lord decided to send him 3 months early so that he could spend some time with his parents and be bonded, and also so that the enemy did not know when he was born. Keeping in mind that when he was born, the star that represented him stood above his house, and the Egyptians, being star readers, knew that star was special and began to search for it. And this is one of the reasons why Yocheved, Moshe's mother, had to hurry up, make the basket out of the bulrushes and put mortar, you know, make it nice and easy for and comfortable for Moshe, put Moshe into it, and then go put him on the River Nile. And when he was placed on the River Nile, the star went above the Nile. So that made the Egyptians to believe that the baby has died, because the babies that were killed were all dumped in the Nile River, and those babies' blood was actually crying out. Hallelujah. And that's why the Egyptians were killed when they were trying to follow the Israelites when crossing the Red Sea. So I'm going to stop this audio here and continue the next audio so I can be able to share this on WhatsApp, because I'm using a special app to record it. All right. Remain blessed in Yahushua HaMashiach's name. Shalom, shalom, shalom.